as poppy petals gently fall, remember us who gave our all, not in the mud of foreign lands, nor buried neath the desert sands. In Ulster field and farm and town, Fermanagh's lakes and Drumlin Down, we died that violent death should cease and Ulstermen might live in peace.
Private Joseph McIlwain was the youngest of seven children. He worked as a groundkeeper at Albert Elby Golf Club in Lisburn. He was a part-time member of D Company of 710 UDR. A former colleague describes what happened on that day in June 1987.
It is our understanding that he had been targeted by a unit of IRA from West Belfast at some point as he has been working in the council. And it was a particular Friday afternoon whenever they decided to arrive, and around the time, it is my understanding, and around the time of lunch, they turned up armed, masked, and shepherded everyone out of the work hut and singled out Joe away from the rest of the group, and then proceeded to shoot him. He was unarmed, he had no opportunity at all to escape.
They were dark days, really, for the regiment. I mean, you lost a lot of soldiers over that period.
Very difficult for soldiers who are part-time working, serving the country in the evening time and at the weekends, and concurrently holding a day job where there's a likelihood that they will be seen stopping the public on patrols, and it just takes the wrong person to make that connection and identify you, even if you are in uniform.
What was the feeling among yourselves when you heard of Joe's death?
I think everyone in D Company will know exactly where they were when they were told. I mean, it was on a Friday afternoon. I remember my platoon sergeant calling me. I was actually at a girlfriend at the time, and how empty I felt. We had had other losses within the regiment and indeed within the battalion, but it really comes home to the family whenever it's your own company and it's a person you've patrolled with. It's a person who you consider to be your brother in arms. And I remember this feeling of, you don't like to use the word anger, but I mean, I can't find a better word. There was just, everyone was just so angry.
To mark the 25th anniversary of their employee's murder, Lisburn City Council hosted a lunch and memorial service at the Civic Centre before moving to the spot where Private McIlwain died to lay wreaths.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Geoffrey Donaldson is the MP for the area.
I think today is very important because as we look to the future, and hopefully it's a future that is more peaceful, we remember also those who gave their lives to make it possible for us to have peace today. Joseph McIlwain was a young man in